From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says that in the past week, the U.S. has more than doubled the number of special forces operating in Afghanistan. More will be sent in, Rumsfeld said today, as soon as weather and circumstances permit. The troops now in Afghanistan are primarily Green Berets from the Army. They've been providing assistance to anti-Taliban rebel forces and helping guide U.S. pilots toward bombing targets. NPR's Tom Gelton reports from the Pentagon.
The first U.S. military objective in Afghanistan was to destroy the Taliban's air defense system so U.S. pilots could fly where they want, when they want, without much fear of being shot down. Pentagon officials say that mission has largely been completed. A second goal was to hit Taliban military targets such as tanks and artillery pieces. There's not much else to do on that mission either, in part, officials here say, because the Taliban have moved their remaining assets into mosques and other civilian facilities that are effectively off limits for bombing. Pentagon officials say U.S. bombing is now meant primarily to help the opposition forces on the ground. 2 days ago, for example, U.S. pilots dropped two huge so-called daisy cutter bombs on Taliban frontline positions near Mazar-e Sharif in northern Afghanistan. Marine General Peter Pace is vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
They are 15,000-pound bombs that literally are fit on a pallet on a C-130. They're pushed out to the back of the C-130 and float down by parachute. They have a probe that sticks out, so when the probe hits the ground, they explode about 3 feet above the ground, and as you would expect, they make a heck of a bang when they go off, and the intent is to kill people.
A senior Pentagon official says these devastating bombs could not have been used had it not been for American spotters on the ground telling the pilots exactly where to drop them. Providing targeting help like this is a principal task of the Green Berets now in Afghanistan, but there's more. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld revealed today that U.S. troops have also been helping Hamid Karzai, a key rebel figure who's been trying to stir up opposition to the Taliban regime in southern Afghanistan.
He has been in Afghanistan with a number of supporters and troops, and we have, I know, delivered ammunition and some supplies to him. Within recent days, at his request, he was extracted from Afghanistan with a small number of his senior supporters and fighters, I believe, for consultation in Pakistan. And undoubtedly we'll be going back in there at that point where those consultations are completed.
And when Karzai wants to go back to Afghanistan, Rumsfeld said, the U.S. military will fly him in. One more indication of the rapidly expanding role of the U.S. Special Forces. General Pace says Green Berets in the north of Afghanistan are also kept busy providing aid to the Northern Alliance.
Ammunition, food, water, blankets, weapons, food for their horses, the things that they need to sustain themselves in battle.
Rebel leaders in the north say they're not getting nearly enough supplies to equip them for the winter months. Civilians in that area are in even more desperate shape. Secretary Rumsfeld said today a whole range of options for delivering aid are under consideration.
We recognize that winter's coming. It does happen every year. And we recognize that there are a whole lot of people who are in dire straits from the standpoint of food and clothing, and we certainly are taking all the steps that are humanly possible to see that there can be a significant ramp-up of assistance, because it clearly will be needed.
The two big problems facing the U.S. military in Afghanistan right now, according to a senior military official, are terrain and the winter weather. Freezing rain, Rumsfeld said, was a factor in the recent crash of an unmanned surveillance aircraft in Afghanistan.
It can be a factor for various other types of aircraft. We've had helicopters trying to move from one place to another and not be able to proceed because of the weather.
A general message from the Pentagon today: the war in Afghanistan is likely to drag on at least through the winter. Over the weekend, Secretary Rumsfeld said he expected military action there to be wrapped up in a period of months. Today he backed off that estimate a bit. I meant months as opposed to years, he said. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.